Yeah, we're holding Daf Yudam and Aleph. Just to mention the last Shalom, again, the Rabbi is the one that said that Moedu Rabshim himself agrees that Liachra Reifa, that the Petach Hamo is also Bano. So how do we know this from? She brought a right from the last Bryce that said that Orla Klai Kerem Shanis Kol Egla Ruf, it says Spur Mitzah, it says the Petach Hamo, who was Gola Kulam Matam to Mesoichlim, Tanakabu to Mesoichlim, even though the Rasa Bano. Rabshim and Armano, Kulam Matam to Mesoichlim, since the Rasa Bano, for it says that Moedu Rabshim and Bosom Cholashim Matam to Mesoichlim, only Bosu B'chol is Mekabu Tum Sechol as it once before became Mosu was Mutatit. And Rabbi Rabbasim Rabbi Yochanan my time did what Rabbi Shimon Svaru to see what the Pesach says Mekolech Lashay Yochol so we dash in Oichol Shat Yochol Achil Lacherim Kori Oichol but Shiyat Yochol Achil Lacherim and Kori Oichol. Food that you cannot even feed to a guy is not called food at all. So when food is also Banu, it's not called an Oichol. Therefore these things cannot be Mekabu Tum Mas Oichlin. Only Bosu B'chol could be Mekabu Tum Mas Oichlin. He is not a Yudam Rav, the Morse is on top. If so, Bosu B'cholov, if Rav Shimon Svaris that something that's Muta Barno is called an Oichel, only things that Rosa Barno is not called an Oichel, if so, Bosu B'cholov, Ma'ira de Hoysel Shasa Kosher, why does Rav Shimon have to say this Svara? Why has it Tumas Oichlin? It's because before you cooked them together, each one was Muta by itself. Typically, let's take it from the Oichel Shat Yochel Achil Lacherimu. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though you cooked up Bosu B'chol, it's still Muta Bano. The Tani would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that his svari is that the Bosu B'chol of Bosu B'chila and Muta Bano. Even after you cook Mamish Midiraisa, the Bosu B'chol together, still it's Muta Bano Midiraisa. Shinema, because the Pesach says, Ki Yam Kodesh Atu Lashem Lotechol. That's this Pesach by Bosu B'chol. By treifa, by behemoth that's a treifa. So ma lahalun also bechil behemoth that's a treifa. It's also teat, but a muta b'hano is afkan here also bosa b'cholov is also bechil. You're not allowed to eat it, but a muta b'hano. It's muta b'hano. So what does Reb Shimon have to say? The reason why bosa b'cholov has tumas oichlin because it once had a shasa kosher. Typically, stam it's muta b'hano. It's more so true. I tell you, chodor v'yoid koma. One and a second reason. Chodor. One reason is that the yoichol shat yoichol lahachil lacherim hu. One reason is because true, it's muta b'no according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's called an oichol, even though a Jew can't eat it. But since he can give it to a guy, it's called an oichol. V'yoid. Secondly, another svar is v'yoid l'didei nami k'leihos l'shasa kosher. I tell you. Even to the other shittas, even the shittas hold that Bosu B'cholov is also Bano, still there's a svara to say that since it had a shasa kosher, that's why it should be mekabel to Masechlin. Rashi says, the day nami means like this, right? The day nami means a tzorach yisrael atzmai. The Bosu B'cholov has a mal even for the sake of a Jew. Hoysel a shasa kosher, the one side of time that you're able to eat it. I was sure Hanisko begla rufol hoysol shasa kosh never a shasa kosher. I feel kaidem lachain to beim vachayev the cheskis tisra medis. So kids, that's trying to be shimin. But I call upon him. The question is, v'yim isa. If you tell me now, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he says a regular petach hamor, it's not also bano. If you want to tell me that he also holds liach harei for shorim, that even if in the case where you're not paid, you don't give a set to the kohen. So then as we come, we chop off the head of the Petach Hamor. Still, it's Muta Bano. If that would be the Svar according to Reb Shimon, if so, if we said, L'achar Reif HaShav Reb Shimon, listen, you should have learned this Braisa then, that Umoid Reb Shimon Petach Hamor, U'Bosa B'chol of Shematam of Tumas Eichlin. It should have been that Reb Shimon said he agrees that both Petach Hamor and Bosa B'chol of has Tumas Eichlin. Because you want to tell me that Petach Hamor is Muta Bano. So it should be called an oichol that you can give to a goy to eat. So it should have tumas oichlin. So since Rabbi Shimon does not agree by petach hamor only by bosu b'cholov, it would be mashma that petach hamor is also b'hano. And where is the case? And it must be liachar areifa. This is the raya to Rabbo that according to Rabbi Shimon he would agree that liachar areifa of the petach hamor and it then it becomes also b'hano. Tomorrow says no. I'll tell you like this: I dechoshiv olei hochinami. If Yitacha had in mind to eat this petach hamor to give it to a goy, Rashi says, You understand this? But if you would have in mind to give it to a guy, hochinami, true, Reb Shimon would have agreed then that maybe it has two masechlin. It was maybe no, maybe according to Reb Shimon, that the chamor is always muta b'no even l'rachra reifa. And if you would have in mind to give it to a guy, it would be have two masechlin. But hochav amayachkin, you know what the Bright is talking about, to lechoshabalei, you do not have in mind to eat it. Rashi says, lechoshabalei, liyachila. Umeshim hochila, tonilei, tistoma lav lachila koi, minastam, it's not meant to eat the tetachamor. So that's why it's not makabel to masechlin. But then maybe according to Reb Shimon, since it's taka muta b'hano, if you would have in mind to eat it to a guy, it could be a bimuta. So I'm going to start like this. I'm asking what lechoshulim. If so, b'taim amay matami rabbonin, so then sakasha. So what did rabbonin say to makabel to masechlin? If you didn't have in mind to eat it, the chur shouldn't be called an eichel. Sakur the Rabbanan said has two masechlin then. Even they hold Yisuri Hano has two masechlin, but it has to be that you have in mind to eat it. So Mar says, Amru Rabbanan Kaimut Rav Sheshis. The Rabbanan said over the answer to this in front of Rav Sheshis, that Hoyel the Yisuri Chishuvai. Since the Yisur is Makshivit, Adar Rab, Rashi says, the Yisuri Chishuvai, Yisur the Yosele Rachmona Li Yisrael. That is the Torah said, you're not allowed to eat this. It's also Bano, Mishavle Eichel. That itself makes it into an eichel. To chiv and the yosle, since the Torah had to come and say it's also to you, mechlal the royal achila levikachavimu. Mashman really is fit for goy tidit. And the fact that the Torah had to say it's also for you, that goof is the proof that really it is called an eichel. So Rabbanan hold, you don't have to be able to feed it to a goy, but as long as lemaisa goy himself would eat it, it's called an eichel. And therefore it's makabel to masechlin. Yeah. Tomorrow's the question is that true? Ule Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, miyomad, we really say this svara b'hoyo v'yisuri chishuvei. Is this really true that we say this svara b'hoyo v'yisuri chishuvei? I v'yotzanam, learn like this. Shloi shosa dvorim omru b'neveles oiftor. You have a bird that died by itself, a toradika bird. So there are 13 different special lochas that were said about its nevela, about the dead body of this oif. So it says, v'zu achas, and this is one of them. That tzricha machshava v'einot tzricha echshar. That you have to have machshava, you have to have a mind to eat it. Otherwise, it's not makabel tumah. But you don't have to have a hechshar. You don't have to have water come upon it first. That's one of the lochis. But mashmi, you have to have a machshava to eat it, or to give it to a guy to eat at least. Now the question is why? V'isuri chishuv, if you tell me now, since the Torah says it's also to eat, that in itself proves that it is called an eichel, that guy eat it. So the Torah has to tell a Jew, you're not allowed to eat it. If that's a sport to make it into an eichel, if so, lomali machshava. So what does it say here? One of the 13 halachas about a nevela seif tor, that in order for it to mekabel tuma seichlin, you have to have a machshava. You have to think you want to give it to a guy to eat. Why? So Marin says, I'll tell you, Nechlami, this Mishnah goes for mani Reb Shimoni. Maybe this Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimoni. Reb Shimon holds, just like you said, the Petach Hamor. It's not mekabel tuma seichlin, because you don't have machshava to eat it, even though it's also, according to Reb Shimon, you don't have this svar v'isurei. It's only because you have in mind to give it. So therefore it's good, the nevelos of Torah would only be tummy if you have in mind to give it to a guy. So if it comes out good, your mind Reb Shimon goes according to Reb Shimon. According to Rabbanan and Chlami, you don't have to have machshav. Toshima, come in here. It says, nevelas behemot tumei, you have nevelos behemot tumei that died. So, b'chol mokum, any place it is, it's makabel tumah, it has tumah seichlin on it, b'chol mokum. And whether it's in a big city, Rashi says, nevelas behemot tumei b'chol mokum, shi stoma o lav lachi lekaimo. Fakir, demis, it's mis. V'yoyd shi yesh lo shnei dechuyim. Achas lo nishkato, v'yachas tumehi, v'chein nevelas seiftor. It says both the same halacha. There is nevelas behemot tumei b'chol mokum, that what it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have a shem eichel on it. And on the veil is oif tohor, v'ha chaylev and fat, v'kforim, in the small cities. Rashi says, v'chaylev, shumin shal nevela Torah. The fat of a nevela Torah, v'kforim, daniyim him, they're the very poor. V'en regilum lechel oifers, they don't eat the birds, v'shum, they don't eat the fat. So therefore, tzrichin machshav olachin lechavim, this place is only makabel tumah, if you have in mind to give it to a guy. V'yim lab, if you don't have in mind, ain't metamin a tumas eichlin. It's not makabel tumas eichlin. Rashi says, Adim Taimin, the Velas Beimer, Timea, Tumas Eichlin, Lomeli, Hometam, Modem Kim, was Tom anyway. It itself is an avail, it has Tumah, what do you have to come on to Tumas Eichlin? So, Twist, the Omer, Mirmasa Priest says, the Ika Pachos Mikazayis, Metama Vienalev Tumas Nevelim. That's Pachos Mikazayis, the question is, this Mitzarev was another date set to Mekabu Tumas Eichlin. Yes, that's what it says again. The Behemot Tineo Bechol Mokum needs Machshava. On the Vela Soif Tor, the Achelev only big forum, the other poor people needs Machshricha Machshava. But the Yenim Tzrich and Hechsher, once you have Machshava, then we don't have to have Hechsher. Here Rashi says, Hoyle Metama Tumas Chamuro, Biyoid Shehoye Bo, Zayin Sholom, Biyoid Yim Chabras Nevela. Because since a Nevela has a Tumah Chamura to it, when you have a Kezayis of a Nevela, it's Metam has an Achaz Aloch of an Afa Tumah, so therefore even though now you have less than the Kezayis, but Hechshur does not need. But Machshav it does. Now, the Amrigan, if you're going to tell me now the Svar according to Rabbanan is, that Yisur Chishuv, anytime the Torah says it's also Tidit. When the Torah gives you an Yisur Tidit, that in itself proves that's called an Eichel, it's Machshav, if so, Lomuli Machshava. So why to say again, you have to have Machshava to Mekabot to Masochlin. By itself it should be called an Eichel. So again, the Gemara says, could be Hermani Rabbi Shimon and Echlam, this Bryce again goes according to Rabbi Shimon. But could be according to Rabbanan and Echlam, and Rabbanan Svar is, Hoyovi Yisurai Chishuv. Toshima, come in here. It says also, Nevelas, Behema Tohiro, Bechomokom. The Nevela of Behema Tohiro, what in Stam, this is Mekabotum of Bechomokom. She says, the Nevela of Behema Tohiro, Bechomokom, Stoma Lachilas, Yavikachovim. It is not Mies. And Behema Tohiro, Yisrael, Ein Behema Dichu Echo. Therefore, it does not need Machshav Lekabotum Asechlim. Yeah. So it says, Nevelas, Behema Tohiro, Bechomokom, wherever it is, it's Mekabotum Asechlim. On the Velas Oif HaTor, the Hachelev Bishvokim, in the Shvokim, the big marketplaces, there everybody uses it and eats it. So, Einim Tzricha Machshav, you don't have to have Machshav, because Minas Tam it's only for people to eat it. And Veloy Hechsher, you don't have to have Hechsher Lekabotuma. But Mashmo Hotimeyo, Boy Machshav. If it would have been on the Velas Oif Tomei, then it would have to have Machshav, and the Velas Beim Tomei would have to have Machshav. So, look here, you see, even though it's also needs Machshav. So what would you answer? To chitay, maybe you want to answer, and I'll tell you again, Hormani Rabbi Shimon, is goes according to Rabbi Shimon again. So Mara says, no. Hormi the Sefer Rabbi Shimon, since the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon, have the Reisha, love Rabbi Shimon, the Chura Shimon, the Reisha, not Rabbi Shimon. The Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af ha-gomol v'ha-nevers v'ha-shofen v'ha-chazir, enim tzrichin, loy ma'ch-shov, loy hech-shov. Says in the same way, Shimon says, "Are the Gomel the Neveres Vashofen VeYachazir, and they don't need Loy Machshav LeHechsher." And the Yomer Shimon says, "My Tam, why don't they need Hechsher or Machshava? Hayo VeYeshlam Simoni Tyra, because these animals have at least one Simon Tyra. They don't have two, but they have one. Since they have one Simon Tyra, that's enough to make it as called an Eichel." To Sant, Rashi says, "Alpha Gomel." Let's see. Oh, it's from Tyra. Yeah. Rashi says, Afa Gomel, Dinik Behema Tyra, Hoyle Vieshpa Echot Misimoni Tyra. Now, me the Meister Shim Beseifa Machal, the Rasha Rabban Mashma, that's only if Shimon is getting on in the Rasha, in the Sefer. If Shimon is the one that says, Afa Gomel, these things also. Mashma the Rasha, though it's not for Shimon, is so Shmamina less Louis Surah Cheshuvrai. You see, even the Rabbanon hold that stand the fact something is also does not make it into an Eichel. But rather, we have to have Machshava. So you must be, this Braisa does not go only according to Rabbi Shimon, but the ratio of the Braisa is the Rabbanon Shita. So you see, clearly, even though something is also, still needs Heksha. Yeah? So most is true. So we go back to the Kasha. If even if the Rabbanon hold Isur is not Chishuvai, so we go back to the Kasha then, why do Rabbanon hold these first things? At the Petach Hamor, why is it Mekabot Tumas Eichlin? If Loi Chishuv Olehe, that's where Rabbi Shimon says it's not Mekabot Tumas, because Loi Chishuv, so why did Rabbanon argue? So what is the new answer now? Ela Rav Amar Rava, Rava says like this, the Kula Yalma Loi Amirin Yisur Chishuv, it could be both, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon both agree that just the fact something is awesome, that does not make it into an Eichel. It could be you still have to have Machshava. But it's like this, Vidi offer mierif hochinami. If the price before is talking about where the person did not want to make the pet, did not want to be paid to the petach hamor, and we had to come along and knock off the head of the petach hamor and hochinami, even the rabbanim would agree then that's not matumas eichlin, since you were not machshiv to eat it or to give it to a goy to eat, and hochinami, everybody, even the rabbanim would agree it's not makabel tuma. If so, though, but Hochel Ma'yaskinon, we're talking about over here, like, what do Rabbanon agree that it is Mekabel Tumah Ma'yaskinon, who go in Sheshachatu L'Islamid Boy? Talking about when you shechted it, Rashi says, the Petach Hamor, and you shechted it, it's time to practice, to learn how to shecht. So Rashi says like this, Vi the shocht L'Shem Shechitikim, if you would have shechted, Mamash would have Machshav HaShechiton, then Afil Reb Shimon have you Machshav, but that would be called a good Machshav, and Reb Shimon would agree, it'd be Mekabel Tumah Seichlin. Umetama. You're practicing, and that's the machlokes that the Rabbanan Savi Rashi says. Hach shchita mishav lo yochel keshchita gemur ma'ayis. So the min above a roitiv. Hashoich beim lo dechovim that we learned before. Maybe Shimon holds no. That's the machlokes. This shchita, since it wasn't done l'shem tyra, was only done l'slamid bo. So Shimon holds this shchita does not make it into an oichel. And according to the Rabbanan, yes, the shchita makes it into an oichel. Yeah. Over Plukta the Nimus for Reb Lezer, it's all the Machlokes, Nimus and Reb Lezer. The Tanya learned like this. Omer Reb Yossi said that Sachli Nimus once told me, Ochev Shur Reb Yeshua is the brother of Yeshua Hagarsi. He once told me like this. Sha Shoichet Es Oiriv, if somebody shechs the raven, L'Islamid Bo, just to practice a Cheshchito, so Domei Machshir, still it's Dam, is Machshir L'Kabot Toma. That's the Dhamma Machshir, in Nofal al Azroim, if this dam falls upon Zroim, so it's Machshir the Kabbatumma, the Koshchenim, Shochtu Shchit Gemura, that Dhamma is Machshir. Feel the Gufa this year? Yeah. So that's what they hold. On this, we have Lezroim and now, Dam Shchit Liyela Machshir. So the Gemara, the Chur Reb Lezer and the Tanakan both saying the same thing. They're both saying that the Shechita, the dam is Machshir. If the dam falls upon plants, food, it's Machshir the Kabbal Tumah. So what's the Machlekes? El Olav, the Machlekes is the Surah Cheshuv Ike Benayu. The Machlekes is the Isser alone, Machshivit. Rashi Zod Yika Bahadi Shechita Kagav Nika Benayu. Who Dika Bahadi Shechita? What? Tanakam is Sovar Domoy Machshir Lialmo. The dom is machshir. Then Rashi says the nofel al azroim, for falls on other foods. Avol agufa Rashi says, but for it itself, for this oirev, a boy machshava. Why the isura chishuv grade the learin? We don't say the fact that it's also it's called an oichel. Vah shchitur also lechashiv l'shadrechel. This shchit also is not a good shchit to make it into an oichel because it's not a shchit that's machshir. An oirev you can't eat. Yeah. So like this. The Tanakam is Sova Domei Machshir Liyalmo. Avu Lagufa Befit itself Boya Machshava. You have to have Machshava if you want to make him a Kabbal Tumah. Rashi says, Befilut Yeh. That's the Tanakam. For Yosef Reb Lezla Meimeno, Dam Shchita Liyela Machshir Yafilu Lagufa Namile Boya Machshava. That is Machshir even fitted itself, and it itself tack is Kabbal Tumah now, because it does not have to have Machshava. Rashi says, "Afilu legufa boy machshava." Da'ach shchita mishav lo yoichol. Over anami pligi rabbonin kreb lezer reb shemi kenimus. That's good for machlekes of here also. Where the shchita was not matved b'achila, here you shechted l'islamid bo. So the shchita that you use tam l'islamid bo just to learn hilchas shchita, is that called a shchita enough to make it into an oichol? Or no, such a shchita is not enough. That's the machlekes b'yas also the rabbonin and Rebbe Shimon. So Mora says, "Mimai, who told you this?" Dilma may be timer. The Reb Lezer also Deshani Oriv Hoyel Viyesh Pei Simoni Tyra also Nachamol. Maybe what the Oriv is different, even though it's Treif, but it has some Simoni Tyra. As Gromer Beil Treifis Yim Shemach Yavi Oichol. Avlagabi Petach Hamor Mashenka by a donkey. The Lespe has no Simoni Tyra at all. So maybe the Shchit Lo means nothing. Yeah. Rashi says he loved the Choshev Yim Shemach the Shchit loved Matamalei Rabbonin. So maybe that's not the machlokes with the Rabbanan Reb Shimon. Maybe only over here the Reb Lezer said, because over here, on Oriv at least has one Simon Tyra. For the more now, when we know and say, how do you know this? How do you say such a story? This, when we know and this Simon Tyra Milsa, how do you know the fact that you have a Simon, that means something? So when I said, the Tony Lord, because we learned on this, the Tony Lord, the Reb Shimon, my time, what's the reason? Hoyo v'yesh po simoni taira. We heard clearly this svara that he said this svara that since it has simoni that's before by gomel, that since the gomel has at least one simon taira, that's enough to make it to give him to shem oichol. So maybe here also one simon of the oriv makes him to an oichol, but without a petach hamor, maybe you won't say that svara. So the more v'chitem yisrael v'chitem yivatel me im yishum simoni taira. The reason is, the Gebeleza says over here, the Dam Street that helps is because this Erev has at least one Simon Torah. So then, my ear, Lislamid, what do you have to say the Shkita was done here? Lislamid, that they were practicing how to make a Shkita, so at least it's called the person did a Maisa Shkita. It should have said a bigger Kiddush. Afilu Lisasek Nami. Even this time being Misasek. Rashi says, Afilu Lisasek. The Mischavin Lachter Dovrach, in the case the person had in mind to cut something else. And by mistake, he also cut the neck off. The lav l'shkita, he had no kavona for shkita also. Let's say maybe you don't have to have kavona shkita. The ikar kavona here is the fact that it has a simen Torah, that's enough. So Mar says true, enoch nami. Mar says enoch, enoch nami, it's like a true. O mishum nimus, I'll tell you, it's only a chiddish in nimus. According to nimus, it's a chiddish. That even though they made a shkita l'slam made, still that shkita does not help. It's a chiddish according to him. Enoch nami, according to Rabbi Leza, that says the shkita helps. It could be, it's not the pshat that the shkita is what's matter it. It's the pshat that has a simen Torah, that's what's matter it. But maybe by a chamor, we don't say the swara. So again, with that, the shrekai, what's the machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon and the Rabbonin, then by a petah chamor, if it's makabel tumor or not. Another one says, Eisva, I have a question.
Yeah.
It says what? Lerot levdoisa, the person doesn't want to be poida his petachamor, so all for the kufa, to take a hatchet, and we chop off the head machur from the back. For the kufa, and you have to bury it. The yosabano, divre abudit, it's mamish yosabano. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, scrotzakash, here it says clearly, the kash and rabba. Here it says clearly that Shimon holds his muta bano. The petach hamor, even after our rafe, it says clearly it's muta bano, so it's a kashan rabba. So Moshe Aimo, u mechayim osa bano. The machloike says whether it was osa bano mechayim when it was alive. For Shimon matir. On that time Shimon was matir. Calls the man that petach hamor is alive, he holds his muta. Maybe after shrita, maybe then after our rafe, it also must muta osa bano. So Moshe says, no, but me, this say for mechayim every, reisha lav mechayim. Mashma, the Sefer is Mechaim when it's alive, the Reish is not Mechaim. The Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, Lo yimisenu, lo yibikon of lo yibimagel, now how to kill it, not with a reed, not with a magel, not with a sword, lo yibikardom, and there's another, a cardom, a type of a sword, Rashi says here, for lo yibimagiro, there's all different type of knives, different type of knives, for lo yachnisenu l'chedav, you know, that's the point, you can't just stop to death in a room. These things you can't do. But the way you have to kill is only use a kupitz, you have to use the hatchet. The yasa begiz of avoida. They're not allowed to shear it off or work with it. Give Reb Yehuda. If Reb Shimon not there, Reb Shimon says no, it calls them when it's alive, you're allowed to shear it off and work with it. It's muta bano. So the chutz mashma, since the safer so when it's alive, mashma the race is when it's dead. Tamura says no. It could be both. Reisha v'seifu mechaim. They're both talking about when the petach hamor is still alive. Reisha means banoz domov, and seifu is banoz gufay. Banoz domov, Rashi says, imaskir v'lachem, could you rent it out to somebody else? And banoz gufay means we're going gizu v'yavoido. That's the chiddush, that according to Rachamim, both of them is also, the petach hamor is also both to rent it out, or the gufay. And according to Rabbi Shimon, both of them is muta. There could be lacha reifa, maybe like it's muta. It could be according to Rabbi Shimon, though. Forget, maybe lacha reifa, like it's also. Yeah, the Mara says this could be yotzricha. You have to have both chidushim yotzricha, because the tonhan would have just said that it's muta. But the machloek is by noise domel. Because sure, that Rabbi Shimon is holds you allowed to let it rent it out. But you're not doing direct hanor with it. But not good for to work with it yourself. Maybe Amy Mordel Rabbi Yudin, maybe Rashim would agree that it's also. And it would have just said, V Tana Banaz Gufay, that you'll have to work with it yourself or share off the wool. I would have thought to say, maybe just be, he calls Rabbi, not Rabbi Yudin, all the Sosa Banor. Ava Banaz Domov, but just to rent it out, well, you're not going to use it yourself, and in Moedel Rebbe Shimon Tzurichas, need both machlokes in. Again, it could be that they're only arguing here, Mechayim. But it could be, maybe Liyacha Misa, both agree that it's also Bano. Isn't enough kid. The machlokes could be both cases, the machlokes. Yeah, both these machlokes is a mechayim, but okay, but it's a good according to Rabba. But liyacha misa could be even Rav Shimon would agree that it's also banor. So milut could be good. It's not good even according to Rabba. Here, and the chen number of Nachman or Rabba Vavua said moed Rav Shimon liyacha reifa shu also. He also was like Rabba that even according to Rav Shimon that's muta banor before a reifa, but after you chop off there, it becomes also banor. How do I know how to say this? The current Rav Shimon is also banor. The Tanya would learn like this. For your foresoy, Nema Kana Reifa, it says will be in the Pasha of Petach Hamor Reifa, for Nema Lhalna Reifa by Egla Rufa. Mal Halan also, just like Egla Rufa, if the chapel of that it's also Banorum, of Kanyos of Petach Hamor, also. So, man, who does this verse go like? Ilaim Reb Yehuda, Mechayim Mr. Osset, according to him, Petach Hamor is also Banorum, even when it's alive. Elav Reb Shimon, it goes according to Reb Shimon. Is he clearly according to Reb Shimon, Liacha Reifa, the Petach Hamor is also Banorum? Oh, Malay Reb Sheshis, Safro, Chavrecho, that what, your Chavarim, Tegumu, they tie it up like this. That no, Lyoelam Reb Yudu goes according to Reb Yudu, this price. The Yitzchak, and still we need the Chiddush, we need this limit over here to say that it's also Bano Liachamisa. Because Salkotatachim, I would have thought to say, Arefa B'mokam Ftiya Medis. No, maybe when the Torah gives you this mitzvah, to eat, first the mitzvah is to redeem it, the Petach Hamor. If you don't want to do it, we chop off the head. But when we chop off the head, that's like B'mokam Ptiya Medis. So I would have thought to say, Ma'pri, just like when you redeem it with the Seh, Muteras becomes Mutter Bahano, is Afa Refa Materas, even Arefa also is Mater Bahano, maybe. That's what I would have thought to say. So Kamashla, I need the post to tell me no, that even Lacha Refa, still it's also Bahano. So it wouldn't be any Raya that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also Bahano. Omer of Nasr Nachman says like this, good, I'll give you another proof. Minu, how do we know to say this, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also Bahano? Midetoni Labor, ladies like this. Who have said Mamoyne Shakayin, that the reason why there's such a mitzvah to chop off the head of this Petach Hamor is because since this Jew did not want to redeem it with his sin and give it to the Kayin, so he wanted to be mafsid the moment Shakayin, the figure there, Yufsa Mamoyne. Therefore, we destroy his money, this Petach Hamor, we don't let the Jew have enough from it. Now, man, who does it go like? You lay me, Rabbi Yehuda, Hamisit Vekoy, it's also Bonar anyway. We're not doing anything special to it, he can't have enough from it anyway. El Lechulav Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. It's the according to Rabbi Shimon, once we chop off that, it becomes also Banor. Tzmur says no. Again, Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to both of them. Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, and Avsido de Bene Bene. The Nafkuminer is, what's the difference in the price between the two? Rashi the Bene Bene, the Mechaim Nami Yosa Banor. Motzi Porikle Beser. But when it's alive, he could have been changed his mind, and he probably did it with a Ser Badanka. He could have taken a cheap Ser worth a dollar and redeem it, and then he can keep the Petach Hamor that's worth $10. But now that we chop off the head, we're mopsed it that he can't redeem it anymore. So he loses out. So he could have even contributed, there's a reason why we should go and chop off the head to mopsed to make this Jew lose out. He loses out the difference in price. And we boys him if you want to be Shimon. And Lepchas Misa, it could be Snegetu, so the Pchas Misa, which Misa makes it worth less. Rashi said, Iboy Samir Reb Shimon, if you look at Bianor, maybe Tak, it's not also Banor. So you might ask, what do you mean, Masa Mamaynoi? How much Misa made it worth? Like, when it's alive, you could have much more enjoyment from it now. So we kill it for you, so we take away your enjoyment. But maybe not completely, maybe it's Mutta Banor. Just we take away the enjoyment of the Pchas Misa. So again, from here, there wouldn't be any proof that Lacha Reef, it's also Banor. And the Chayn Amar Resh Lakish, that Moedi Reb Shimon Liach HaRef Shuasa Chuasa. Nachman Resh Lakish also like this, like Rabba Reb Nachman. That's also Bano. Reb Yechonon Vitemer Reb Loza Mino Adayni Machloikas, they held no, that according to Reb Shimon Liach HaRef is still Tzmuta Bano. And he could demand some learn like this, Lohod Reb Nachman Aho, on this. That Reb Nachman said, Moedi Reb Shimon learned on this halacha. That it says, Gemor, in Kedushin, HaMekadosh V'Petach Hamor. If a Jew is Mekadosh, his wife with this Petach Hamor. The Lachar is Einem Kodesh, he's not Mekodeshes. That's a Mishnah. Partially because it's also Banor. So the Chur Leimim Asbisim Loik Reb Shimon, the Chur Mishnah Loik Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon knows the Petach Hamor is Mutter Banor, even before you redeem it. Omer Rav Nachman, no. Omer Rav Ravua. Liach Rav Reif of Divri Akil. that Mishnah is talking about after they made the Araif, after they chopped off the head, and even Rabbi Shimon agrees that's also Banor. That's why the Kedushin is not Chal. And Ikadiyami, some say, no, Hamani, this Mishnah goes, Lo Rabbi Lo Rabbi, she goes like Nida. Not like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Shimon. Why? I Rabbi Shimon, Tiktish Bekula. She would Mekadashim with the whole thing? He owes us Mutta Banor, he should Mekadash the whole thing, the Kula Shor Banor, according to Rabbi Shimon. I Rabbi Yehuda, Tiktish Bach, the Bene Bene. The difference, it's worth something. Rashi says, means that if you give it a petach chamor, Lamai says she could go and redeem it with, like we had before, with a set. It's only worth $1, and she'll gain now $5. So for the difference in price, that's what you mekadosh her with. It's a shver according to both of them. So stamazar the mishnah shver. Some rabba avu amarav liyelam no rabbi yud. The mishnah is going to be going shein shver al shekel. The petach chamor itself is only worth a shekel. The solo kaviyase be yud. The tanya tipode miyad. That's one drasha. Tipode kolshu. Anything, no matter how much it's worth, the seh you could redeem it with. If you don't know, and pedia pachas mishekel, that's worth at least a shekel. So if the petachim was only worth a shekel, so in that case you can't redeem it less than a shekel. So then it's also bano. Or so then you can't be mekadosh with it. There's nothing to gain. She has no gain with it. Omamar tipode miyad tipode kolshu pshita. It's for fact that the Gemara was about to say, "Hoyl v'yishkus lebchorodem, ma bchorodem achashreshim yikorod after 30 days." The chomish of use chomish shkolim after maybe petachamor also you have to work achar shloishim after 30 days. Maybe you have to spend chomish shkolim also. Kamash will not tipod the miyad. You could be pointed petachamor right away, and tipod the kolshu. No matter how much it's worth, to say it's good. If you say Yehuda Weimer and p'tiyah b'chusim a shekel, it has to be worth at least a shekel. Monoshach, I makish libchorodem chomish libosh after 5. I le makish shekel minahin no shekel. The other guy is not lawyer, don't hackish. All right, we'll continue on the next tape. We'll continue, we'll do it last tomorrow.